Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The newly engaged Kenny Cott?
Question mark?
Miracles do happen, people. Somebody decided to marry that thing.
Oh my God.
All right, now listen, we'll get to it in the 4 o'clock. You don't have a flag, so you can't throw what you don't have. We have a very busy show planned, Enrico. I want to start out, but it's going to be different.
Okay.
I know the rest of the station is doing, golly gee, that was fun, 2-4-8. I'm not here for it. It was a very nice series against the
Tigers
Cubs.
Win the mid-season World
right.
Series.
I don't think every series is a referendum. The Tigers are a really good baseball team. One problem, it's June 9th. So we're not going to psychoanalyze every game. But this weekend did show me something. And this weekend, something jumped out at me. And I just think it is clear as day. We got to get rid of MLB umps. I mean, and I'm going to give you this presentation. Now, whether you're a Tiger fan, a Cub fan, look, when Jason Benetti, who's as Kremlin as it gets, tells you the Cubs got boned about 17 times and Andy Dierks is like, yuppers, you know it's bad. Here's my point. It's all over baseball. Here are the reasons you need to get rid of MLB umps and we must have robot umps. I'm going to give you two choices. You have to take one of these, okay? In your magenta shirt?
Sure.
Question mark? So listen. Reason number one, you got to get rid of MLB umps. They're bitches. You got to get rid of these guys. If I were Craig Counsell, I would have punched that guy yesterday for throwing Nico Hoerner out of the game. I mean, first of all, you missed the call. Own it. You know you missed the call. Second of all, you throw a guy out for going, man, you're having a bad day. He didn't call his mom a whore. He said, you're having a bad day. Mm-hmm. That's one. I'm not here to watch umps. I'm here to watch players. I don't like looking at umps. I don't like their faces. Two, they're objectively bad at their job. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. They're bad. Has pitch framing made it any easier? No, but they're bad, Rico. When I'm watching a game, look, I'm not trying to overstate this, but there will come a point this year, and Tiger fans have already bitched a lot for a fan base that's 20 games over 500. They cost you games. Singular missed calls.
Right.
Shifting at bat. Do you know the difference between a 2-1 count and a 1-2 count in the expected outcome? Mm-hmm. It's massive. Much less when you get a bad strike three call. They're bad at their job. Three, it's all about if you watch the games on TV. The pitch framing has ruined the ability to watch a baseball game. Rico, here, throw me the ball. Ah! Ball's out here. Ah! It's right here. I'm just kidding. Ah! No, stop. You can't even watch a game because I feel like there should be a glow puck. Kenny, it should be like Fox Hockey in the 90s. Hey, Kenny, throw me the ball. Oh, it's right down the middle. No, it's not. Your hand was out here. It's right down the middle. I can't take anymore. You see guys scooping a ball out of the dirt and bringing it up. And it's like, come on, man. What kind of three-card money is this?
He's trying to sell it to the ump.
The pitch framing is killing television viewing. Here's the last part. I give you two solutions. Choose your own adventure. Okay? One, robot umps. Full stop. We're done. Get rid of these idiots and just have robot umps. Red light is a strike. Green light is a ball. What are you going to do? Argue with Johnny Five? Done. It takes away the pitch framing. We're just where we are. You can't fool the machine. Or choice B. We keep these bloated idiots, but we institute what they're doing in the minors. The challenge system. Now, you know where I stand. I can't do any more challenges, any more reviews, any more little red bean bags. Can't do it. But if that's what you want, and Benetti brought this up, you can have it. Nico Horner could have challenged the call. He would have been right, and we move the game on. But we must pick one of the two. Because the biggest takeaway, other than the Tigers are good at baseball, which is akin to saying boobs are fun, or the sky is blue, or water is wet. We have to do something about MLB umps. It is either robot or challenge system. You pick. Can't start next year this way. My prediction is they won't start next year this way. Rico Beard.
I would do the robot umps. I would just go ahead and, because the umpires, dude, they get the call wrong, and then it's almost like they try to go out of their way in the challenge to make sure they stay right. They're more about being right than getting the call right. Robot ump has no skin in the game. They're just going to make the right call. As you say, green light, it was a strike. Red light, it was a ball. And there it is. Plain and simple. It's very easy to go. Give me the robot umps.
Robot for Rico.
Yes.
Rico bot. Let's go to a Steve bot and let's see what he has to say. Kenny, robot ump or the challenge system, as Benetti said. But one way, do you agree we have a problem? And how would you like to fix it? 248-539-9797, the newly engaged Kenneth Cobb.
Oh, thank you. So I personally...
The Prince of Love.
Thank you.
Kenny Cobb.
You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. So yeah, I'm more of a
the
robot.
Swordsman of passion, oh, right. Kenny Cobb.
Allow me to know when you are finished with this nonsense shtick.
Put your sword away. Let's just answer the question.
Oh, I'm trying to... Exactly. No, I'm a robo-ump guy. But also, I feel like the base, and this is not going to sound great, but the baseball traditionalists are going to be big into the into not doing that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the middle ground, the common ground we can find, the more realistic option is probably the challenge.
But do you agree with me, for any of my TV people, pitch framing's gotten out of control?
Oh my goodness, dude. I'm wondering if maybe, like, how the umps are not, like, almost like, I feel like they're getting shown up.
They are.
Because
it used to be nuanced.
Right. It used to be just a little, just a touch.
The skilled catchers could kind of just buy the extra inch or two. Now?
Ball in the dirt? Whoop!
Woo! And you're like, okay, come on, man. Like, are there Batman sound effects for this?
It's too much. The realistic solution, I think, would be the challenge system, because I feel like it still allows the ump to make a call.
How many challenges a game? One, two, or three?
Three.
Okay, three. David Hall. Is there a problem with umpiring in MLB, home plate, and how do you fix it? I've given you the two options.
Yeah, there's a major problem in umping right now, umpiring. So I'm going to go with option number two. I'm going to go with the challenge system. And I agree with Kenny. It should be about three of them a game. That's what it should be. I don't care about traditionalists with the whole robot umpires. I'm okay with that. I just prefer the challenge system, and I think it eventually will actually move in the way of going towards umpires. There'll be so many wrong calls.
David, what if you just did a hybrid of the two? I know that's not on the table, but when you do the appeal, the robot ump instantly, nope, I had called that as a strike. Okay, there we go. Keep the game moving.
Well, hold on, what was that?
No, when the umps do the appeal and they go to New York or wherever, what did the robo ump say? A robo-ump said it was a strike. Then it's a strike.
How about a trap door with a fire pit underneath? And anytime they miss a call, it's like Austin Powers. You hit the button, trap door, dead. Ump's gone for the rest of the night, robot only.
They should do that to the catcher for framing right now.
Starts with lasers.
Laser, I can't do the pitch framing watching on TV is driving me bananas.
Because what I don't need is a 10-minute review. It should be very quickly. So
okay,
if you're going to do the review challenge, man, I hate, well, we got to hold on and Stan's there and yep. Looks like he's on the cell phone waiting on hold.
And I don't want, guys, this isn't just Cubs, Tigers, but when your broadcast team turn into Cubs sympathists, that tells you something. But here, forget about your series. Look at Yankees, Red Sox. Just kidding. Who the hell cares? I watched it. Two Yankee rallies got killed by blown calls. Now, you don't deserve to win a game giving 11 runs up to the rat-ass Red Sox. My point remains. I can't take umpires anymore. I want the robot. I want the maid from the Jetsons. That's what I want behind home plate.
Rosie.
Rosie. Gotcha. I want robot umps. I don't want to look at these people anymore. So where are you guys at? Because, guys, I'm sorry, but what I'm not, you know how we operate on this show. You can be both very excited about the Tigers' start, but not every game requires the extended next-day post-game show. The other shows can do it. We're not. It's not a referendum. Just like it's not a referendum, the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 to the Sox and look like bleep holes. It's a series. You want it. You were at home and had Scooble. You should. What I took from the weekend, we must make a change. Because I'm telling you, when the playoffs come around, I got a bad feeling we're going to get effed. And the same people who are going to fight me on a robot hump today are going to be the ones on their knees praying to God that they wish they had a mechanism to fix it. These umps are atrocious. And watching the games on TV, these catchers are, A, doing what they're coached to do.
I was about to say, they're not doing their job.
I'm not mad at them. That's like saying the IRS does their job. You don't have to be happy about that either. The point is...
Good point.
No more. The pitch framing used to just be like a little, you know, now they're up there like a magician. Whee!
Look over here.
It's crazy. It's almost as crazy as having a VIP club that still doesn't have hot food.
Well, we're working on that.
Kenny, how's that society? I heard Doug and Scott got some good traction on that.
Looks like, seems like, feels like empty seats.
You know that's a tough scene when Doug and Scott are taking you to task.
Oh, that looks like empty seats
behind home
plate.
Looks like, seems like, feels like empty seats.
Hey, I'm in the 1901 club. Cracker Jacks? Dude, you can get that on a Delta flight. Right. Jesus. It's June 9th. At what point Biscoff is this thing going to be? Yeah. That's what they ought to do with the 1901. Here's a Biscoff and 3 teaspoons of Diet Coke. I mean, at what point is this thing going to be ready? The sir, playoffs?
Sir, there's nobody else here. You can take the can.
Here, have the whole bag of peanuts. The 1901 Club, communal peanuts, coming May of 27. We'll get to your phone calls next. Take them to church, will you please? 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice series by the Tigers. I'm sorry that I don't think the universe got tilted on its axis like some of the other guys at this place. Your job is to win series. Keep winning them. It's June, guys. Trust me, my intensity will rise in August and September. Just keep playing.
Hater.
Not at all. But, dude, if you do referendum radio every series in a baseball season,
you're going to burn yourself out.
You'll be in a padded room.
Oh, you will.
It was a really nice weekend for them. But if you're at home and you have Scooble in a 3-game set, You're supposed to win the series. Mm-hmm. They won the series. David, ticket text, please.
I've always hated umps. It should be a consistent strike zone every game. Robots are used effectively in other sports. Why not here? Agree with Mike. Something has to change fast. This stuff is getting ridiculous. Please bring the robot umps here.
And again, the robot ump is not going to get fooled by pitch framing, which means we can chill out on pitch framing. I know why teams teach it. I think catchers who are good at it are immensely valuable. None of these things are in debate. It is about watching the game and feeling like you've got David Copperfield behind the plate. I just want to see the ball hit the mitt. Not the zabba-dabba-doo-dah where it's... robot ump. Enough. Because these guys can't handle the framing. They can't. They're like Homer Simpson back there.
I don't know about that. But no, I'm with you. I mean, we have the technology. Why not use it? And if it means that you'll have more accurate balls and strikes, let's just go with that.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Mike, Enrico, and David, and Kenny? Congratulations. I'm with you, robot umpires. However, if they decide to keep these idiots around, I feel like one of two things should happen when they make a bad call. They should either have to pay a fine, or the player they made a bad call on should be able to punch them in the face. Just one time.
You know what, Matt?
Entire game.
Matt, here's the thing. Probably not going to happen, but you know what I would love to see? If you're going to keep the umpires, make them step up to the press conference and explain why they made a bad call. Coaches have to do it. Players have to do it. Why not umpires? Why do they get to do whatever they want to do and then get whisked away with security? I'm with you.
That's
maybe
great.
Not punching in the face, but how about we go that route?
Okay. Accountability is definitely what they need because they're crazy.
No, and Matt, I understand. Look, the Tigers got several, and I mean several, benefits of the doubt this weekend where the umps straight up blew the call against the Cubs and the Cubs were unnerved. It was a two-day carryover. If that were A.J. Hinch getting thrown out and Javi Baez turned to the ump and said, hey, you're having a bad day, people's hair would be on fire. So approach it with the same energy. And we all know it needs to change. It's ridiculous. So robot ump for you, not the review, right? Not the challenge system. You want full robot ump.
I want robot umpire.
Okay. I'm not mad at it, Matty. I'm with you. I don't even want to look at these people. Umpires' faces upset me.
Just no punching in the face. But accountability.
I wouldn't have been mad if Craig Counsell did that yesterday, honestly. It would have made for better television. The Cubs weren't hitting anything yesterday.
He would have been banned from baseball.
It'd be worth it. You'd be a hero. You'd be in Cooperstown. Guy who punched ump.
He would not be in Cooperstown. He would be in Troy.
Is Pedro in Cooperstown? He assaulted a senior citizen in Don Zimmer.
Okay, you know what? Don Zimmer messed around and found out.
He did. He went to the ground like a bag of ravioli.
What you going to do, this?
And we dead. Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I was wondering, instead of having R2-D2 behind the dish, I think an umpire who's been part of this game for over 100 years belongs. Now, my idea, very simple, he's got a wristband, one on his right, one on his left. Somebody up in the press box watches the box. The ball goes inside the box. He gets a zing on the right hand, calls a strike. It's a ball, it's a ball. But at the same time, I'm wondering also, Mike, how are we going to call a play if there's a play at home like there was the other day? Would the robot do that?
Fascinating. You know what? Maybe your idea is the right idea. We still have a babysitter for the Betamax 3000. The human calls plays at the plate.
Right. No, you stand there. We're going to take away the balls and strikes. You just call safe or out at the plate.
Mike, that's a really good point. Okay. Noted. So we'll keep these idiots.
Solution, Mike.
Yeah, no, we'll keep these guys. We'll just clip their wings. You stand there. Look pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Done. So maybe the challenge system is what we need. Maybe it is, but here's my biggest thing to anyone listening. Do you just agree we have reached a flashpoint with baseball? And listen, you've got a team that's going to be gunning for the World Series. You know the last thing any of us want to deal with? Something that ends your season because one of these hillbillies behind the dish blows a critical call and you have no mechanism to fix it. None. And one pitch can change everything. That 1-1 count, man on first and third, and it's a blown call, and now it's a 1-2 count, you've just shifted the odds of success by over 100 points. Mm-hmm. Maybe, David, maybe we do leave these guys, and it's just the challenge. You get three challenges. Yeah. Every one you get right, you keep them. If an ump blows 17 calls and you're right 17 times challenging, you can keep challenging. Okay. I don't know. I'd love the robot ump. But Mike is right. We would need something for home plate. Yeah,
who,
Kenny.
Who is allowed to make the challenge? We're assuming the pitcher, we're assuming the catcher, and we're assuming the batter, right?
Yes.
And that's it.
I would say so, right?
I mean, do you want a challenge coming from the dugout is my
question. I think you would need to clear it. Now, that would have to be like the NBA. The problem is in the NBA now, every call the players are going like this, and it's like, no, you're wrong, idiot.
But also, you don't want to deal with a lengthy delay coming from the dugout going, hang on, let's check the video. But wait, hold on. Everybody wait.
Hold on to Rico's point, though. That's where the sky judge comes in. Yeah. That's the one thing your poverty sport has done right. Yeah. They got everybody in Toronto watching the TVs. If you have Rico Judge, who's watched the pitch, the square is on your television.
Right.
All it is bing bong. That was a strike. You're fired.
Yeah.
Done. 10 seconds.
It's the only thing that works right in Toronto.
Okay. That's poor Kenny, man. We're not trashing the Wings today. Life is good for you. Let's go to Rob in Detroit, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Good, Rob. What's up?
All right, I'm an umpire for Little League right now, and everybody's calling in saying they're idiots and this and that. But you got to understand, when there's an umpire and the coaches are complaining from the angle, you can't see the strike. Everything that's close, oh, it's a strike. Oh, it's a strike. You know, it's a different angle from each side. And you're talking about framing, and that's what you teach the kids to do, to frame the ball. That's what I try to tell them. But if it hits the dirt, yeah, you can't call that a strike. But I mean, it's just the guy Mike beat me to the punch about what are you going to make a call at home? Who's going to make the call? You know, if it's a close play, somebody's got to make the call. And half the time, they complain about that too. But you got to umpire to see how it is. If you ever umpired a game, you'll change everything that you guys are talking about right now.
But hold on. So step back from being an ump at the junior level. And when you're watching a Major League Baseball game, Rob, you know what I'm saying. You're absolutely right. They are taught to frame pitches. But tell me it hasn't gotten out of control when you're watching. It is insanity. And as an ump, it would anger me to watch that. So
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right, brother. I want your take on that.
No, I see the thing is, I'm trying to move up to actually get into college umpiring and to get into Major League Baseball. But it's so hard now, you have to know somebody to get in there.
Yeah.
And by the time I get up there, like you said, it would be robots. But it's just like people got to calm down, count to 10, think about it, just go on. It's a game.
I agree to a point, but Rob, we're dealing in hundreds of millions of dollars. This is Major League Baseball. And no, I don't think I need to count to 10 when the dinosaur behind home plate. I mean, how long was Cowboy Joe West and C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez?
Bums.
Like, honestly, because there's no accountability. Rico's always been right. Make him do a press conference, put the video up on the board, and go ahead. What do you say about that?
Yeah. I mean, referees, umpires, all of them, but they get to just walk away scot-free. You blew the call. Well, you know, you can't argue balls and strikes, or you can't argue this call, and then they're gone.
Just do what Michigan does. Say it was a lone wolf.
The coaches and the players.
David, come on. I haven't seen you in 4 days. I owed you one.
As bad as a call is, as bad as a play, a player has to sit there and say, yes, I blew this play. I didn't do this. A coach has to say, well, why did the team come back with 20 points?
If you challenge the call and you're wrong, your player's thrown out. Ooh. Cost of doing business.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay, big mouth, you want to challenge it? You want to show me up? You're wrong? Out.
One of you has to go, either you or the player.
Be like sure.
Okay.
David, take a text.
Didn't realize the 1901 club needed to use actual stage coaches to deliver the hot food. Crazy they haven't solved that. That is from Rich.
It's actually back to 1901. We don't have refrigeration. What is going on? I mean, hold on. David, real quick. Kenny, you said Doug and Scott got some traction on this. People, They still do not have hot food in the 1901.
So unverified, this was a caller that called in with this. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there was a caller that said they only served peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and beer.
So it's a Delta flight.
Right.
So it's basically take me out to the ball game.
Correct. That's exactly what it is. I don't know if that's true. That's unverified rumor. But if that's the case, that's tough. That's a tough look.
Okay. Good stuff. That sounds really alluring. Okay. FanDuel, best place to bet your player props. See, this is the Jim Costa thing.
Ooh, I really like Halliburton first quarter.
Okay. Go to FanDuel. They'll have it. Is that how he sounds? That's exactly how Cookie sounds.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the people. We do want to talk a little bit about the Tigers in a different way, though. Where your expectations are at and how they compare to your Lions, and what does that say about the Lions? So we'll get to that at 3. We've asked the question, though. I mean, nice weekend, and it's a great weekend when the umps are in your pocket, and that's just kind of how it went. I mean, the Cubs were victimized by the umps. You took advantage of it. Who cares? That's a them problem. But it is a problem for the sport. And the Tigers have been boned this year. Every team in baseball, the quality of MLB umps are, it's awful. And it's time, and Jason Benetti spearheaded this. You know it's bad when Benetti and Dierks are like, look, the Cubs, they do have a complaint here. There's like 17 calls. Is it a challenge system that's been used? Like Nico Horner should have been able to challenge it, or let's say Torkelson gets screwed on a call. You should be able to challenge a bad call? Or is it outright robot umps? I'd get rid of them altogether. I can't take anymore. Because if I get rid of the ump, I can get rid of pitch framing. The pitch framing is making baseball really annoying to watch. And you know what I'm talking about if you're driving around right now. You're busting your ass at work. The ball is a foot outside, and the catcher's going, wee! It's right back in the middle. No, it's not.
I gotta think a smart ump's not gonna fall for this.
Really? There's oil and water. Smart ump. Gotcha. Doesn't exist. I'm sorry, dude. I'm a wrong guy to talk to. We'll go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was a first time, long time.
Welcome.
So I was thinking, get the robot umps would be obviously ideal, but I don't think it's realistic right away. I think one way you could implement it quickly is if you just made it an extra umpire that the home plate umpire could point at to appeal, just like they do for... Like, if someone went too far on a swing, they can appeal to another umpire. So they can just point at the robot ump, give them the right call. And then if you want to let teams also, you know, how players like to point, Cabrera was famous for that, always asking for an appeal. But I feel like that's a way you could get the robot ump in there, but you still leave it in the umpire's hands for now to kind of ease it in.
Yes.
Now, the problem, Justin, is umpires would rather be right than get the call right. So I don't think that you have... Your idea, it makes total sense, but I think that the eye in the sky ump will do whatever it can to make sure his buddy doesn't get shown up. And yeah, I could kind of see how that could be that way. Inconclusive call stance. And you're like, what? How did you not see what everybody else saw? Well, my buddy made the call.
All right, good talk. Yeah. 248-539-9797. I mean, if he doesn't talk, I'm sorry. No, I feel so bad. I thought he was done.
No, but I just feel like that's what goes on whenever you see the review. It's they do whatever they can to make sure that call stays exactly how they called it, rather than just get the thing right. If they did it, just got it right, Mike, I don't think reviews would take that long. But, okay, how many different angles do you have to see? Oh, my God, I screwed this up. Well, let me see the 15th angle.
Well, here's the thing. They queue up the replay on the television broadcast in roughly 1 second, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would it take much longer for that replay for the Sky judge to rule? It just wouldn't. Am I insane that from the time you challenge, 10 seconds could give you a ruling? 10.
No.
You sync it to the TV broadcast with the box. Give me the replay. All right, strike.
But just remember, like I said, you have a different agenda. You are about getting the call right.
Yes, I understand. I'm tired of it.
And it doesn't take that long because you can clearly see. There it is, right there. What? You saw it.
Why is that a bad thing? You want to get the call right.
How dare you?
Yes.
No, how dare you?
Because Kenny, in a day and age where umps are constantly getting blasted, they need some reassurance. Like we have to stick up for ourselves because nobody else will. It's like, you still got it wrong though. And you're a good person. Great barbecue. Thanks for inviting me over, but you blew that call.
Let's go to Jason 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey. Yeah. So had some quick thoughts and completely agree with all the past callers. You know, in terms of the robo umps there, but I think what might be a problem with the MLB, and I could see kind of going in the future that, and a lot of fans, obviously, you know, it's America's pastime, it's tradition, it's all that. I can't imagine, you know, a lot of fans taking that lightly without having, you know, a lot of, or the same amount of umpires out there on the field. But even just think about all, I think it's probably hundreds of umpires that are employed. Not sure how that would work, and I think it could be a little bit deeper.
All right, so then you would vote for the challenge system, that they are going to be held accountable in real time.
100%. And, I mean, to be honest, I would rather have them just get the hell out of there. I don't like umpires just as much as you, but I think they just wouldn't do it at this point yet, just based off of everything going on, and I don't think that would look too well for them. I'm guessing that's what they would think, but personally, I think, you know.
Now, where do you stand on the pitch framing? Watching it on TV, has it started to get under your skin a little bit?
It's terrible. It's awful. You see it every single damn pitch. It's
not slight like it used to be. It's insane.
No. And that's also a thing, too. I can see them doing something stupid where, you know, give the damn umpires, like, some AI glasses just so they can keep them employed, keep them out there.
Oh, dear.
They're going to – exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I don't see the MLB moving forward with anything with this, at least.
I think the challenge system is going to happen. I'm going to look. Benetti made a really good point. Is that look? It's in the minors. It's a thing. Players were able to use this in spring training. No, I think that absolutely is going to be implemented, Jason. And I know there's a labor war on the horizon.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, and I agree. And the challenge system is definitely what should be in place. And you know, even if that does come into place, maybe give the umps a challenge. Make them be able to second guess himself like a damn Jim Joyce. Think if he had a challenge back and he said, oh, I messed up, you know?
Yeah, I'll say, Jason, if they were smart, which baseball's not, they're dumber than hockey, they would implement the challenge system for the playoffs. You have plenty of time. They should implement it for the playoffs. No, I'm telling you, the amount of awful calls and no recourse, it's unbelievable.
So much on the line. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
And that way it would render pitch framing less effective because the batter knows. Now, if you challenge and you get it wrong, here's what I would, maybe this is the addendum. If you miss your first challenge, every challenge afterwards that you get wrong, player's thrown out of the game. So be real careful with your challenges. There's got to be an accountability both ways. I know. Rico don't like that
one. No. I was just thinking maybe not as extreme of throwing him out the game, but what if...
Trapdoor.
I was going to say, what if you get it wrong,
that's an out. That's the solution.
You know what? Okay, Kenny, I was going to say the opposing team gets a runner on base.
If it's the batter, it's an out. And if it's the pitcher or catcher, then immediately you're at first base.
I got to tell you, I'm just going to go on vacation again. You guys are on fire. Take it to six. I'm out. If Kenny's spitting fire, Rico made 7 good points before we went on the air. There's no need for me to be here. It's tremendous. David, a few ticket texts, please.
What comes first to Comerica, Max Clark, or the full experience? The $500 tickets behind home plate. Adam in Toledo.
All right, I'm going to say this, and it's not any one person or the team's fault or anything, but I've dealt with this with Yankee games for years. I hate watching, like yesterday, I'm watching the game. The amount of empty seats behind home plate because these seats are so expensive. It's insane. It bugs me. Mm-hmm. Between the pitch framing and the turquoise seats, I can't take it. And the crowd was amazing this weekend. But I can't get mad at people if they're only serving Cracker Jacks and Biscoffs.
Well, you know what the teams could do? Here's the thing.
Regular seats?
Well, no. Okay. You have 50 seats behind home plate that there's nobody there. Daily raffle. We're going to move people. You're going to go from this seat. You're going to sit behind home plate because it looks good on TV. And think about it. Now you're more apt to go buy tickets for a game because maybe you win the lottery and you get upgraded to the seats in the 1901 club.
Daily raffle. But is this bingo night?
Yeah. David, you're not filling up the seats, okay?
I mean,
it's a win-win.
There were more people this weekend.
Right.
It was more, but whenever they play regular games, like not the Cubs on a beautiful weekend, dude, it's empty.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at the seats like, hey, there's cookies. Okay, maybe we need to fill up the seats. And, yeah, rather than you sitting way up in the upper deck, you know what? You and your family, you get to sit behind. It's kind of a way to give back to the ticket owners.
Yeah, but see, and I can't even ask Cookies because he was like invited down there or whatever. That was over a month ago. Like if people were calling Doug and Scott and saying there were no hot food, I mean, come on, it's June 9th.
I mean, I just think that's the easiest way until you get it sold out and fixed. Yes, David, daily raffles
at churches. Detroit's got plenty of those.
You're right. Right in front of Comerica Park.
I've tried to move those churches for years. I mean, it's just
historic.
You can move them. Why can't you? You can move a house. You can move a church.
Because it's historical.
Put it on a flatbed. Just move it. There's plenty of open space.
The reason why they have historical buildings.
Yeah, you know what? There's too many of them, David. There's too many historic buildings.
Okay.
You built 3 stadiums next to each other. I'm sorry. We don't have time for worship. Just move it down the line.
That should be a restaurant.
The reason why some of those churches are there.
What it is. Okay. The Underground Railroad, the whole thing. Okay. We can have a historical plaque at the sports
bar. The man said there's no time for worship. That's all I need to hear. Flag.
No, I said not outside of a stadium complex, David. Bad urban planning. Come on.
Come the 9th inning, it's a lot of prayer going on in the stadium.
I'm making a point. It's just name another town who's got 3 stadiums and 78 churches surrounding them. Name one. You can't. They don't even have that problem in Rome.
Detroit is unique, man. Unique.
That's being polite, isn't it?
It's Detroit versus everybody. We got God on our side.
Listen, there's plenty of room in the district. You could build a mega church. It could be the Mighty Gemstones. Think of how big you could build a stadium church like they got down south.
And they're building the district up.
It'll be done the same time as the food in 1901.
Let there be touchdown.
Matter of fact.
Hold on. Kenny, hold on. These two are very biased. You know what I'm getting at.
Yes.
It's just very disjointed.
You can't drive within a couple of blocks without seeing like 7 churches. 100%.
And there's 3 stadiums. Now, whose idea was this?
It was not my idea, Michael.
Churches was there first.
Let there be touchdowns.
Okay, that's... Yes.
Maybe this is why they're not winning.
Okay, All right, let's touch table. A little bit of football. All wrapped up. Put a bow on it. It's football today. David. I know what this is. This ain't going to be David. This is going to be a bubblegum shirt over here.
No, it's me.
Oh, my God. College football that he's not providing?
It is me because...
David, unless you know something I don't.
No.
Over to David. Paid attention to the news. There was a settlement, a house settlement for NIL in college sports. So what I found here is the 25 NIL deals, richest NIL deals this season, going into this year in college sports. So I'm going to go through them.
Is Deloitte going to be reviewing all of these?
No, these are just what we have currently that are already gone through. Has nothing to do with that. That will be July 1st. So let's start it.
Such lack of faith.
Not going to go through all of them, but in the bottom of this list, we have about three or four people at $2 million. Auburn quarterback Jackson Arnold.
How?
Getting $2 million.
I have to stop you right there. Jackson Arnold is yet to show he can play Division I football. Mm-hmm. Think about that statement. Not that he's been good and he's overpaid. Jackson Arnold is vomit. $2 million for a guy who bombed out at OU. What are we doing?
Because you have to have a quarterback, Mike, and you're hoping that your quarterback's going to come to the school, transfer, and become that Heisman Trophy candidate.
$2 million. What game tape of Jackson Arnold's did you want to spend $2 million on?
It's not game tape. It's supply and demand. If you can convince that booster, this is the guy that's going to take us over the top.
Wait, if it's not about game tape, what the hell is it about? His personality?
The coaches.
What do you get reviews around campus? He's good and bad. I mean, what's the story? Rico, it's got to be about tape.
It has to be about tape. It's an NIL evaluation,
David,
based on what you can do.
David, it's based on the transfer portal. And if you look at the portal, it's basically the lottery. You're hoping to get lucky. There's nothing about it. You'll see a play or two where you're like, wow, that person's pretty good. Maybe I can extrapolate that and make him a good player. But this is why you overpay.
Extrapolate this. He was the 91st rated quarterback via QBR at Oklahoma. $2 million. My God. Go ahead.
He's got more.
I'm sorry. I hate this kid. Next.
That's fine. The other quarterback that's at $2 million is Nico I. He's getting $2 million at UCLA. So
And he took a pay cut. He was at 4.3.
Correct.
Wanted a raise. Here's what they told him. See ya. And he took a pay cut. Now you're at UCLA playing in front of 18 nerds.
A little bit more money, just $2.1 million. But Florida guard Boogie Flann getting $2 million.
Oh, we're doing football and basketball?
It's all throughout, yeah.
I mean, look, really good freshman year. He missed a lot of time with injury, but when he came back, he helped him make an NCAA run. It is basketball, to Rico's point. There's only five guys that really matter. I guess I could make sense of that.
That one you're okay.
Yeah, because it's basketball. It's not a roster of 100 kids.
No.
With an evaluation, NIL evaluation of $2.3 million, you go to Nebraska, quarterback Dylan Raiola.
Rico.
No, but Nebraska really wanted him. They stole him from, Georgia? So you had to overpay.
Recruiting, yeah.
You had to overpay to get him, and at the time, he was going to be the next great quarterback. That's the price of doing business. And Dom Rayola's kid.
Really hard to walk in as a true freshman and be good. Like, impossible.
And then you got that weird Patrick Mahomes fetish thing going on.
You know what? You're right.
There's a lot going on there.
You're right. I hate him. Okay, David, go ahead.
Number 17 on this list at evaluation of $2.4 million. It is Ohio State safety Caleb Downs.
Highest paid safety in history.
Yes.
He's a really good football player. He was a freshman All-America. He was arguably the best safety in college football as a freshman. Maybe the smartest college football player on defense in America. Hey, if you're OSU, you got the scratch.
You won the title. So
like
you
a Rolls Royce. You want a Rolls Royce? Buy it. It comes with an umbrella. I don't know.
You took him from Bama and you won the title. So you know what? In their eyes, we won. It was worth every penny.
They're paying Caleb Downs $2.4 million. We're paying kids in 2.4 Biscoff cookies. Go ahead, David.
They're very tasty cookies.
They're underrated.
And number 15, wide receiver, Alabama wide receiver, Ryan Williams at $2.7 million is his evaluation.
I have a hard time with it, but Rico hates wideouts. So go ahead. I'll let him go first. He hates these people.
I wouldn't pay that, but Alabama feels like he's going to be that next receiver, because they've been cranking out receivers kind of like Ohio State lately. And David, he makes plays. He's a dangerous person out there. I wouldn't pay him the money, but you know what? Doesn't come from me. So good for you, kid.
This next player here, going back to Texas Tech, he took his name out of the NBA draft. His number is being reported at $2.8 million. That is JT Toppin. But it's also other reports that it might hit $4 million.
It's probably the latter. I mean, I just view him a lot like the kid Michigan got in Landeborg. That late first-round pick, highly productive. If you can get him to come back to school, you got to bribe him. Yeah.
He'll be a man amongst boys.
The Michigan player, by the way, is at $2.3 million. So.
I thought it was four.
That's what they're saying, but other reports. Yeah.
The unfortunate part is you're never going to know the truth. It's like somebody bragging in high school about how many women they had. You'll never know.
Number 11, the evaluation here is at $3 million. Again, that's what they're saying. Other reports say otherwise. It is Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood.
It's the same as Raiola. You're probably paying for what he'll do for you next year, not this year. You needed to get him on campus. You overpay. He won't be good year one. And you hope he blossoms like Nebraska hopes Raiola does. That's all I could say.
And see, I don't think it's that, Mike. I think you're actually paying because you had to take him away from somebody. So you had to entice him to leave. For Raiola, we need you to leave Georgia. For Underwood, we need you to leave LSU and come here. So we're going to overpay you to make sure that, you know, we get our wish.
But you agree they're both going to stink in year one. Well, stink is saying a lot. How about won't be great year one?
They're going to struggle. They're going to find out that college is a lot different and faster than high school.
The next two players are number 10 and 9 on the list, respectively. It is Sam Leavitt at 3.1 and Drew Aller at 3.1 as well.
I just don't understand either. Look, I'm Sam Leavitt has potential and he's gritty and the team rallies for him. But like, if you watched Arizona State football, it's not like Sam Leavitt was great.
No, but
Aller, forget it. I leave that to Rico. I quit.
Why do you leave all the bad
because
stuff
that,
for me?
I continue to be told Drew Aller's amazing and I don't understand it.
He's amazing against bad teams. He is absolutely amazing. And against good teams, you know, all he does is he's the perfect game manager. You got two NFL running backs in the backfield. You had a jack-of-all-trades tight end who's now in the NFL. You didn't have to do much. Just don't throw the ball away and don't fumble. As far as Sam Leavitt, David, he took Arizona State to a place where they never thought they were going to go. He could walk in and ask for anything, and they would give it to him right now.
Number 8 is Kate Klublik at 3.4.
Worth it. He's a Heisman contender. He turned it around last year. They made the playoff. He's an upperclassman. See, this is what I can't stand. It's like you're paying these freshmen, like Rico just said. Why am I paying you? You don't know if you can play. Klubnik has gone through the wars. He performed last year. You pay the kid.
Next three are all at the same evaluation. Quarterbacks, Florida quarterback DJ Lagway, 3.7. Lenoris Sellers, 3.7.
Stud.
And Garrett Nussmeier, $3.7 million.
Rico?
Lenoris Sellers. I mean, really?
Stud. He's awesome.
Then why does he play for South Carolina? Why don't you play for a real team?
What's wrong?
They should be a good team.
You know what it is? This is what you get for always jumping this garbage in my plate. This guy's bad. What about him?
Right, I gave you Nussmeier. Rico.
See? Yeah, famous father. They're banking that he is going to be all of that. I think that, David, this may be for Kelly's job. Nussmeier needs to work, has to work for Brian Kelly at LSU.
Next on the list, I never know how to pronounce his last name, but it's BYU forward AJ DeBonsa.
Yeah, number one player,
yep.
A one and done, will be the number one overall guy in the NBA.
Yes.
And they've got that BYU grad billionaire, the guy who bought the Utah hockey club and the Jazz.
It's
the same guy. He plays pickup hoops at BYU at 5 a.m. I don't know. You want to go to BYU? Here's $7 million.
I don't think he's going to get the same notoriety as Cooper Flagg did. I don't know if he can play as much as Cooper Flagg, but that's what they're hoping for at BYU, except for, nobody's lining up to play you, so we won't know how good this kid is. It could be like, you know, all the top talent that supposedly came out of Gonzaga until they got to the league and you found out that they were just average.
In top three, that makes all the sense to me, is you have Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, 4.2, Carson Beck, 4.3, and Arch Manning, 6.8.
Okay, Carson Beck, I don't know. Mike, I'll leave that one to you.
He's got one shot. I mean, this is it for him. He was the number one pick going in. He bombed. Then he blew out his arm. Okay, better. If he performs, he'll be Cam Ward. But I question, he's got a lot of decision-making issues. The Arch Manning thing, Rico. Show me.
If his last name was Johnson, I don't know if he would get this much money. It's Manning. You're trying to get next to Peyton Manning, and you're hoping that the lineage kicks in and he'll play just as well as his uncles.
That is your College Sports NIL Blitz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.